catcher that they can plug in there. They might get a legitimate bullpen.
So what are they going to hold on to? Four? They'll hold on to five outfielders, right?
I think they would have Frank Coore, whoever wins
Frank
the center field job,
sure.
and then you'd have Matty Diaz and Garrett
Anderson.
Yeah, so
I don't think you're
going to
have five outfielders.
You see, but I don't know that, you know, early in the season, I mean, do you really need, with the days off that you get in April, do you need that many pitchers?
I don't know that you would need that many pitchers. I don't think keep a starting pitcher. I think you would keep either Martin Prado or – and you also have to remember Omar Infante can play outfield and will also play infield. He just got a pretty decent contract this past offseason. So there's another utility guy.
Why not keep five outfielders?
Your fifth outfielder.
Well, but why not keep Josh Anderson as your fifth? I mean, why not keep Schaefer and Anderson and see how the first week of the season goes? You don't have to keep – that many pitchers. I mean, you've got a pitcher or two at the bottom of this bullpen that have an option left, okay? My point is that why not see how Jordan Schaefer does the first week of the season?
I would say you could do that. I'm going to quickly try to fill out my opinion of what the roster would be in the next commercial break that we got coming up here in just a sec. But I think that you want to have Prado at third base. Prado at third base is your insurance for Chipper Jones. Omar Infante is your super sub. I don't think necessarily that you're going to have the availability because Cox likes to have that extra
Prado
pitcher.
Prado also can play first base too, right?
First and third base as your backup. Omar Infante, your middle infielder.
So who's going to win? Is Ross going to win the backup catcher spot?
I think he has to. They signed him to a two-year, $3 million deal. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go to break. We'll come back. Let's count the numbers here, because I think with all the opening days, with the off days that you have in April, you don't have to have all those pitchers on the rotation, which would put you in a situation where you could keep Anderson and Schaefer on the roster for the first couple weeks of the season and see how Schaefer does. Remember, Gwinnett's only a few minutes away, guys. All right, this is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. Brian Jones, I.J. Rosenberg, Fletcher Proctor. If you want to talk to us about the Atlanta Braves, hey, what would you do? Do you open up this season 2 weeks from tonight in Philadelphia with Jordan Schaefer in center field? I say you do. You're listening to Sports Radio 790, The Zone.
Local sports play-by-play. Local sports coverage. Local sports talk. We're local all day, every day. First for sports. 790 The Zone.
When deciding how to announce to the world Arby's new, never fried, never greasy roast burger, made with thinly sliced oven roasted beef and all the burger toppings you love, we realized that a simple drum roll just wasn't enough. We needed a sound as big as its taste. So we added a Philharmonic Orchestra, a 21-gun salute, and this guy we found at the drive-thru.
Yo, dude, this roast burger rocks!
Arby's new roast burger. It's big. It's the burger done better. Just one bite and you'll say, I'm thinking Arby's.
These days, people need to get more miles out of their cars than ever before. That's why it's so important to get regular service when you need it. Your Ford-trained service experts are here to help. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. Time for tires? Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. And don't put off getting the service you need. Just put off paying with the genuine Ford Service Credit Card. Let our Ford-trained service experts help you keep your vehicle running as it should. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Visit your participating Atlanta area Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. We service all makes and models. No appointment necessary. Open Saturday. Offers end 3/31/09. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra.
Celebrate your Atlanta Falcons with sporting news. Atlanta Business Chronicle and 790 The Zone. Meet Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan,
Coach Mike Smith,
and GM Thomas Dimitrov as Sporting News hands out its 2008 Rookie of the Year,
Coach of the Year,
and GM of the Year awards.
Here we go.
The event will take place on March 31st from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta and will feature special guest Arthur Blank. For more info, visit 790thezone.com.
Pollock and Bell.
Coming up Monday on Pollock and Bell, how busted are those brackets? Mine's in shambles.
Let's see how my Hawks did on the road against the Cavaliers. Let's do it.
Afternoon.
All right, score Atlanta. Sports Sunday, IJ Rosenberg, Fletcher Proctor. We're talking Atlanta Braves baseball. What is going to happen with this, just this depth chart? Who are they going to keep? Who are the 25 they're going to keep? You know, one of the things that's interesting is all this pitching that they have right now. You know, obviously Campillo, who pitched, you know, over in the baseball classic. You've got Buddy Carlisle, who's actually done very well. Jeff Bennett's been pitching well. You've really got JoJo Reyes. We don't even talk about him.
I just put together a little, off the top of my head, a schedule or a roster. I've got 27 names, so I would have to cut two. I'm not even counting JoJo
so let's,
Reyes.
JoJo Reyes is not going to make the team.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to be in the minor league.
I've got
so
two catchers.
Tommy Hansen will be over.
In Gwinnett.
And it will open up the season in Gwinnett. So we'll get to see how he does.
I've got
there.
Catcher, McCann, and Ross.
Okay.
You just gave Ross the two-year, $3 million. So you got to have Ross backing up McCann.
So you got two catchers, okay?
Right. Okay. I've got Kochman and then Greg Norton. They just brought him back. They paid him to bring him back a couple of million. Norton's back. Kelly Johnson and Yunel Escobar up the middle. I've got backing them up, Omar Infante, another guy you just signed to a million-dollar deal. Chipper Jones with Martin Prado backing him up. Prado could be a guy if you need to make
a cut. He could be the guy they trade.
Okay, yeah.
He could be the guy they
trade. I'll put parentheses around him. Garrett Anderson in left with Matt Diaz platooning. Frenchie in right. Here's where I have two names, one of which will probably be the one that gets cut. Schaefer Anderson in center.
Okay.
My starting five, Lowe, Vasquez, Jurgens, Kawakami, Glavin.
Okay.
Right.
Then in my bullpen, one of these guys is going
to
have to get cut.
Wait, go back to that. You can open up with Glavin on the DL.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, if you want to
do
that,
probably that is something that they're considering.
Okay. But then, and that would enable you to keep all the names of Jorge Campillo, Jeff Bennett, Buddy Carlisle, Boone Logan, the guy you got the left hand. You need a left hand in your bullpen. Blaine Boyer, Brian's friend, Peter Moylan, a guy that's coming back from injury as well. Mike Gonzalez and Rafael Soriano.
Yeah, Moylan, another one you could open up the season. Yeah.
Okay. So if you do that, then you keep Prado.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it, guys, is that you don't need all these pitchers right now in the month of April. And I think that, again, you put Schaefer out there in center field and you let him see how he does, but you hold on to Anderson, unless you could trade Anderson. The other thing the Braves have to consider is this. Who's the long-term replacement for Chipper Jones in this organization?
They don't have one.
They don't have one.
They don't have one. Their closest thing is a guy that's in, I think, single A, double A right now, a guy that was drafted a few years back.
So you're in a situation right now where, hey, you might think about that a little bit. You know, maybe there's somebody out there that you can package some
put
of these
Reyes
guys.
And Prado together?
Yeah.
Maybe get somebody?
Anyway, it's a good situation to have. The Atlanta Braves have had what I would consider a really good spring. Really, everybody on that roster is doing pretty well. Of course, spring training extended a week because of this obnoxious World Baseball Classic, which I'm just not for at all. I think it was a waste.
You didn't feel patriotic?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to hurt Chipper Jones. I don't understand. I just don't understand it.
Well,
guys.
Chipper said he didn't like the way the World Baseball Classic is set up because they don't play every day and guys are used to playing every day instead of playing like once a week.
And they're not working out like they would work out.
What if Chipper hadn't played? Would you have liked it a little better?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's just the fact that Chipper Jones went that you didn't like the World Baseball Classic.
Well, I just don't like the World Baseball Classic. I don't know why
I feel patriotic.
Well, here's the way I look at it.
Say, go America.
First of all, spring training tickets are down. Okay? Yeah. Now, one of the big reasons for that is the economy. The World Baseball Classic, as far as the attendance, has been lousy.
Yeah,
it's because it's
terrible.
Too expensive. You've seen some of the ticket prices?
But you drop those ticket prices, and you're fine.
But,
other than playing in Puerto Rico, okay, or some of these other places that don't have a whole lot of baseball, the attendance has been – I just don't understand it. It's almost like they had to have something else to put on ESPN. That's all. It's too much. Focus on spring training. Why are you starting the week later? You're starting season a week later.
I have to say that I've enjoyed watching – Venezuela versus South Korea a little more than I enjoyed watching the Royals and the Pirates play. Yeah, I will say that.
Spring training is not about watching in on baseball. I'm on TV. Spring training is about going down there. Spring training is about picking up the newspaper and seeing how the young guys are doing. That's what spring training's about. It's not.
And the young guys are still getting to play. In fact, they're getting more reps because Chipper Jones is off in the World Baseball Classic.
I don't like it. I think that
you can still go.
The way I look at it is when you take your eye off the bat, off the ball, all right, and Major League Baseball continues to do so, focus on making the game better. The World Baseball Classic's not making the game better.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I just don't see
You don't think people are getting into it? You don't think it's sweeping America? I wish the best players would play, but I think they don't. But they should. That's on them.
Well, that's on Ryan Howard.
His teammate Jimmy Rollins is playing.
That's why you don't have this. Okay? It's All-Star games don't work anymore. They don't. The only All-Star game that works is what? The NBA, and that's because why? Because they have the slam dunk contest, because they have all these other things, because it's a big weekend. Pro Bowl doesn't work. Well, All-Star game for
the
baseball.
The Home Run Derby used to work, but then Chris Berman murdered it.
But my point is, All-Star things don't work. I don't understand why baseball feels like it. Just get the game back. Focus to spring training. Focus to the 162 games. Now they've already pushed. Is the season pushed back a week this year? Or are they just jamming more?
I think they're just
jamming more into the game.
Which should be good for injuries.
Yeah. I don't get it. Anyway, so that's the Atlanta Braves. We'll continue to talk more about them. We got to go to break.
About 2 minutes, we do.
Yeah, about two minutes. We got to go to break. But the Atlanta Braves. Good spring training. It's going to be very interesting to see how they open. Have they named Derek Lowe as the opening day starter?
I think when you give a guy $15 million, you have to.
How about JoJo Reyes? I mean, he's down the minor league camp now. I guess Tommy Hansen's over the minor league camp now, too, right?
I'm going to start calling him Tom Hansen because I don't think anybody over the age of 12 should have an E on their name. But Tom Hansen's look good. I think he and JoJo are going to be quite the 1-2 punch down there in, for Gwinnett.
Yeah. Here's my feeling. My feeling is with all the pitching they have and with some of the extra position players and some of the situations of young guys playing well like Jordan Schaefer, I think they make a deal. I think Frank Wren makes a deal. I think, you know what? I think you put yourself in position to get back into the postseason this year. I really do. I think you're one player away, all right, from doing that. All right? And I think, okay, that that might be an outfielder. All right, because you have no idea. Look at your outfield situation. There's not one of those spots right now because of Garrett Anderson's injury where you are comfortable. Are you comfortable with left, center, or right for the Atlanta Braves?
I'm not comfortable right now, but the potential – because what I have, no, I'm not comfortable with. But with Frank Coors' ceiling being what it is and with Jordan Schaefer's ceiling being what that is, the potential could be fantastic.
Potential's good. But we'll have to wait and see.
And I will say this.
Frank Wren definitely holds some cards right now.
I like Frank Wren holding the cards because he's shown in the past with the Edgar Renteria trade and with the Omar Infante trade that he pulled off. He also got Will Oman in that deal. He knows what he's doing when he's trading. Now, I wish he had gotten more from Mark Teixeira, but he kind of had his hands tied behind his back.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see whether this team can step up and make it happen. They certainly have the pitching staff. Key right now is staying healthy, maintaining what you're doing. They still got the best record in spring training, right?
That matters, by the way. Yeah.
They're going to win the Grapefruit League.
That's close to clinching. They won the Grapefruit League.
You realize that it much like the All-Star game, if you win the Grapefruit League, you get home field advantage.
You get a what? Year long of grapefruits?
Yeah. They send you a crate of grapefruit juice. Of grapefruit juice. Tropicana.
Good. I don't mind that.
It would stink if you win the Cactus League because then they just send you a bunch of sticky plants.
All right, Braves open up 2 weeks from tonight. You see where Dale Murphy's going to be joining some of the telecasts. Yeah.
It was a two-game deal yesterday and this past Thursday.
Right.
Did you listen to him?
No, I didn't. How'd he do?
He did all right.
Did he?
He did all right.
Love Dale. I think Dale's the best. Dale's
awesome, man.
I think there's a son that's playing with the Mets, though, right?
Yeah.
Traitor. Traitor.
I don't think he can do anything about that, at least not until he's free agent.
Tell his kid to hold out.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That'll work.
Be one of those dads.
404-233-7979, *790 on your AT&T phone. Braves open up in 2 weeks. The Atlanta Hawks have a big four games at home. this week. They will play Monday night against the Timberwolves.
We've also
Wednesday night against San Diego.
We've got a Willis Reed situation this afternoon.
All right, we'll talk about that. Friday night against Boston. And then, of course, Sunday, the L.A. Lakers and Kobe Bryant will be to town. When we get back, we'll talk about your Atlanta Hawks. This, of course, is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. Sports Radio 790, The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM plays here. Weekday 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Atlanta Falcons, amazing birds of prey. Alone, they're fierce.
That's what I'm talking about!
Together, ferocious. They are not the hunted, but the hunter. Hear their call. Observe their prowess. Join the hunt.
Atlanta Falcons season tickets are available now. Go to AtlantaFalcons.com or call 404-223-8444.
The hunt is on.
Don't miss the Harley Stimulus Event this Thursday through Saturday at Earl Small's Harley-Davidson and Thursday through Sunday at Harley-Davidson of Cartersville. Hundreds of new and used motorcycles in stock and ready to roll. This weekend only, we've one-upped Uncle Sam. We've created our own stimulus package. Buy a new 2009 Harley-Davidson motorcycle and write off all sales tax. Plus, we'll give you an in-store gift card good towards general merchandise for half that amount. Last chance for ride-free guarantees. Buy any new Sportster model, we guarantee original MSRP value when you trade up. If you own an 07, 08, or 09 Sportster model, trade up and we'll give you original MSRP towards your trade. Up to 70% off select merchandise. Check out service and performance specials, food, fun, and music. This weekend only, two locations, one massive event. Increase your tax savings at the Harley Stimulus Event. Only at Earl Small's Harley-Davidson in Marietta off South Cobb Drive and Harley-Davidson of Cartersville off Highway 411 North. Online at ESHD.com and HDCartersville.com. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You've been drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
You're in a constant state of refreshment.
A constant state of
what? Mm-hmm. Was that a double ah?
McDonald's sweet tea. The authentic slow-brewed recipe that's sweetened to perfection. Plus, you can get 32 ounces for only $1. It's enough to put anyone in a constant state of refreshment.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Ounces refer to average fill.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics.
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Sandwich, perfectly seasoned with two pickles on a warm bun. It's economically delicious. At participating McDonald's.
Atlanta Hawks fans know this. March is when it happens. 12 home games in March with the playoffs in reach and home court advantage on the line. Oh! That's what I'm talking about! The march to the playoffs has begun. Atlanta Hawks basketball, now you know.
Don't miss the action when the Minnesota Timberwolves visit the Highlight Factory Monday, March 23rd. Then be there when the Hawks take on the San Antonio Spurs Wednesday, March 25th. For tickets, visit Hawks.com.
Used to be that when I applied for a job, I had to compete with every poor sap that was looking for a paycheck.
Number 453.
That's why I went to DeVry University and studied accounting. Thanks to DeVry, I've got something these other guys don't, a respected bachelor's degree in a high-demand field. Now when I apply for a job...
Miss Baker.
Pleased to meet you.
DeVry University. We major in careers. 5 Atlanta area locations. Visit DeVryAtlanta.com.
Hey, Great Ten!
Got an REI! They're a co-op!
A what?
You get an annual refund!
Cool!
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Visit the REI Member Rewards event. Members save 20% on camping, backpacking, and hiking gear. Offer ends March 29th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer for one full price item. Exclusions apply.
It's time to play.
We're closing in on the NFL Draft. Keep it locked to 790 The Zone for all the draft insight, expertise, and best interviews anywhere. First for football, 790 The Zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Final right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Hey, if you haven't checked it out, check out Score Atlanta this week. Alex Ewalt wrote a very good question, or did a very good question and answer session with Dr. Swearingen, the executive director of the Georgia High School Association. Asked the doc some tough questions and got some good answers. That's available in the newspaper and also available online at scoreatl.com, because that's what we give you at Score Atlanta. You don't pick the paper up and see the headline that President Obama is doing well in his playoff brackets, basketball brackets.
Yeah, anyway, hard hitting stuff.
ScoreATL.com, or pick up our paper at more than 1,300 locations across the metro area. All right, Atlanta Hawks, want to talk a little bit about them. Hey, guys, the only thing that concerns me about this team is this sort of feud that's going on between Josh Smith and the coach, Mike Woodson. Of course, it's been a couple of weeks now. The March 6th game in Charlotte was such a bad situation in the locker room at halftime. They blew up that Woodson benched Smith the entire second half. They did have a sit-down and have tried to figure things out. Although I will say this, Brian Fletcher, that this is something that's been sort of there for a long time now. And typically when that happens, it's not easy to just, you know, sit down and have a discussion and let it go. Now, I will say this. A lot of the other players have realized this, are trying to do something about it. The veteran, Flip Murray, basically went to Josh Smith and said, look, we're having a great season. Don't ruin it. You got to figure
out. Don't be selfish.
You know, take. That's exactly right. Don't be selfish. And I'll say this. You know, they've got to figure things out because, look, I think they've got a great chance of beating Miami in the first round, if that is indeed the matchup. And it does look like the Hawks will have a home court advantage, whether it's Miami or Philadelphia. And then they place Cleveland. Then they would play Cleveland in that second round. And I'll tell you what, guys, they actually have played well against the Cavaliers. I don't think it's totally out of the question that they could pull an upset over Cleveland.
If Josh Smith does what he can do, and what he does is grabs the rebounds, blocks shots, gets some garbage points. If he does that to the tune of 18 points and 11 rebounds and two block shots every game, because he's capable of doing that, just do that, Josh. Just do that. Work your butt off. And, yeah, you could put a real scare into Cleveland in the second round.
Absolutely. And the thing is that ever since that blow-up, he's been pretty much playing lights out. He's been averaging like 17 points a game,
yeah.
10 rebounds.
Give me a double-double, 17 and 10 with two blocks.
Yeah,
that's all I want.
All he has to do is remain
focused.
No 28-footers.
Right.
If he can just remain focused and just listen to what Mike Woodson says and not have any like back talk to him, then there's no reason he should just keep this up throughout the playoffs.
And I will say this, with the money they're paying him,
right,
me demanding 18 and 11 is not out of the question. Because if you're going to make that type of money, give me at least those numbers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, things have been going well lately. But, you know, they've got a tough schedule these final 2 weeks. They've got a really difficult schedule starting Wednesday at home against San Antonio with games against San Antonio. 2 days later, Boston, then a day off, and they've got the Lakers here. So the question is, can he continue to do it in a tough situation? And, you know, if things get hot, you know, can they get along? And again, look, basketball playoffs is back in Atlanta. Last year we were all surprised with what the Hawks did with Boston, pushing them to seven games. Now, you know, they've got a chance to win that first round, get into the second round, and, hey, if they could somehow find a way to beat Cleveland, they could end up in the conference finals for the first time
ever. All about momentum when it comes to playoffs in NBA.
Right.
I mean, if you get some momentum, say you play Miami, and yes, it's a home game or a home court advantage for the Hawks, which you would like to think that maybe they could close it out before the seventh game, you know, and not have to take all four wins at home. You get maybe one, maybe you take both of those games and you sweep Miami, and Cleveland runs into a bit of a roadblock with whoever they're playing, the number 8 seed, be it Chicago, whoever. If you have momentum, and Cleveland limps in, you could win.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see, guys, what's going to happen with Marvin Williams and when if we heard anything about when he might be back. Of course, you know, he's not going to undergo surgery for the back problems. But
aren't they saying, like, not until the second round?
Is it second round? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I thought that's what they were saying. I thought that's what I read in Score Atlanta.
4 to 6 weeks are around that range.
Yeah, and, of course, that hurts them. But I will say this. You know, it's funny how everybody got on Rick's son in the situation with Josh Childress. I don't think anybody's
– I don't think anybody misses Jay Chill right now.
No, not at all.
Mo Evans, Flip Murray, the two guys you were able to bring in because you didn't re-sign Josh Childress. Yeah, I don't think people miss him all that much.
But what a great week at Phillips Arena, guys. I mean, you got three excellent basketball teams coming to town in San Antonio, Boston, and Lakers. You could not
star power, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be wild out at Phillips Arena. Of course, tickets are available. Sports Radio 790 The Zone is the flagship station, so you can listen to all the Hawks action right here. Also, Score Atlanta is going to be do interesting deal. We're going to be doing a special section for the final three games in April, as well as all the home playoff games that will be handed out to all those that enter Phillips Arena. We did this last year.
Yeah, just like last year.
Yeah, we did it with the Boston Celtics series. Got a little FaceTime on ESPN. So it should be interesting. Of course, you're going to be able to check out all the writers, Brian and Fletcher and everybody. We'll be talking about that over at the Score Atlanta offices this week. But going to be pretty exciting. And you know what the nice thing, guys, is really not having a team involved in the NCAA tournament. It's going to definitely be nice to have a team involved in the NBA playoffs.
Well, I will say this, that if the Hawks are able, I'll assume that they lock onto that number four seed and beat Miami in the first round. If they somehow find a way to beat Cleveland in the second round, you just think about it. They'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time ever. That's going. You take a look back in the 80s with Dominique.
That's amazing.
And, I mean, it's going to be. It would be amazing because you would think, like, with Dominique and Kevin Willis, you know, they aren't able to do it because of the Boston Celtics. And in the 90s with Mookie Blaylock, they weren't able to get past the second round either. If this team is able to do that, it would be amazing because you just never would have thought of that.
Yeah. I will say that Cleveland is the stumbling block. If they can make it past Cleveland in the second round, I think they match up well with Boston. You saw last year they took Boston to the limit. Now, can they have some success on the road because they would have to go on the road? Could they do that? I think they match up well with Scott Genovese, Orlando Magic as well. You know, Dwight Howard I know is a beast, but they match up better with those guys than potentially Cleveland, in my opinion.
Right, and like Orlando, like the Hawks, they don't shoot free throws well. I mean, but at the same time, they do rely on a three-pointer, and they do have Dwight Howard. But the Hawks match up well. Like, remember, and actually in the season opener, they were able to beat Orlando handily in that game.
I will put this out there. If the Hawks do manage to upset Cleveland, it will not be because of Josh Smith. It will not be because of Joe Johnson. It will be because of free agent-to-be Mike Bibby putting
Absolutely.
The team on his back, just like he did in Sacramento, to beat the Lakers in that one series, even though the referees jobbed him out of that thing. He said, listen, Chris Webber, you're not doing anything, so follow me. Okay, he nearly won that series with Sacramento against the Lakers. I believe that was back in 01 or 02.
Right.
And Mike Bibby still can do that, especially entering a free agent summer. He can do that because he wants to get paid, and if he does it, the Hawks better pay him. Okay?
Right.
Because without him, they don't have a point guard. AC Law the fourth, I'm sorry. No.
No, not
Mike
at all.
Bibby is your guy.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. You can check us out in 1,300 locations across the metro Atlanta area. Check out that interview with the executive director, Dr. Swearingen, of the Georgia High School Association. You can check that out. I'm sure you'll talk a little bit more about that upcoming in the recruiting show. Don't forget Score Atlanta's high school recruiting show. That will start at 1 o'clock. We've got about an hour and 25 minutes left. If you got something on your mind, you want to give us a call, 404-233-7979, star 790 on your AT&T phone. Of course, Fletcher and I have got to talk about our little dinner last night at Aqua Blue. We'll talk to Brian over the manager over there. You're listening to 790, Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
You're funny.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk more about the NCAA tournament. We also find out how the Hawks did on the road in Cleveland against the Cavs. And we sit down and a walk of the duck. Walk of the duck. Walk of the duck.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. This year it will be held at the Atlanta Athletic Club, home to the 2011 PGA Championship. Registration is limited to the first 64 foursomes. You and Atlanta's finest golfers will tee it up to help raise crucial research dollars for the millions of people fighting these painful, unpredictable digestive diseases. Sponsorships are also available. Call 404-982-0616 today to reserve your spot.
With a 120-year reputation for innovation, safety, and resale value, a new Mercedes-Benz is always a smart decision, and there has never been a more brilliant time to take ownership of a new 2009 Mercedes-Benz E350 Sport Sedan. Thanks to a historically low 1.9% APR for 24 months, or a lease rate of just $509 a month for 48 months with $5,054 due at signing, on a tremendous selection of gorgeous E350s at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, you can drive off in the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you ever dreamed possible.
1.9% APR financing for 24 months at $4,250 per month per 1,000 financed. Excludes leases and balloon contracts. Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial or participating dealers through March 31st, 2009. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for additional APR financing offers. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for lease details.
For a test drive, visit RBM of Atlanta North, Mercedes-Benz of South Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz of Buckhead, RBM of Atlanta, or Atlanta Classic Cars.
Disco, Pet Rocks, and that weird parachute pants craze in the 80s. Some good, some bad, but all short-lived. Now introducing something that's short-lived and awesome, the limited-time Comcast high-speed internet sale. Sign up by March 22nd and you'll pay just $19.99 a month until 2010. Get blazing speeds and even faster downloads with PowerBoost. Watch streaming video on Comcast.net, plus get the highly acclaimed McAfee security suite included, so you can feel at ease while you search how fast pagers came and went. But this price is only available for a limited time. Act now and you'll pay just $19.99 a month until 2010 on Comcast high-speed internet. So bust out the robot for old time's sake, because this deal is one to remember. Call 404-COMCAST now.
Offer ends 3/22/09. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Promotional price good through December 31st, 2009. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's. You know, the economy is tough right now, but guess what? Aaron's is here to help you, because nobody beats the Aaron's price. Aaron's sales and lease ownership with the stuff you need right now to watch the tournament in style. Like a Sharp 52-inch Equus 1080p, just $149.99 for a 24-month lease, or the guaranteed lowest price in town. How about a JVC 42-inch LCD TV? Just $99.99 a month, a 24-month lease. Again, the lowest deal in town. Hey, your kids are going off to school, right? You want them to be smart? Get them a compact notebook computer. Just $99.99 for 12 months. Come on, get with the program. Aaron's will work with you. They'll find the plan that makes the most sense so you can get the stuff you need in your home right now. And remember, if a major appliance goes, well, there's something you weren't expecting. Aaron's will work with you, lease to own, or grab it at the guaranteed lowest price in town. From bedroom sets, living room furniture, to big screen TVs, to computers, Aaron's has got it all. And they're going to help you out just when you need it most. Again, Aaron's sales and lease ownership. Go shopaarons.com to find the store nearest you and save some dough. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Aaron's sales and lease ownership.
Hey guys, Chris D'Amino, and if I got some great news for you, it comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter, and listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing, and listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it, you've heard about it, you've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before. You can seat eight passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in, because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
The best baseball man in the business, Chris D'Amino, plays here. Weekdays 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Final. IJ Rosenberg, Fletcher Proctor, Brian Jones, right here on Sports Radio 790 Zone. We'll be here with you until 1 o'clock. Then our high school recruiting show, the Score Atlanta High School Recruiting Show. Speaking of recruiting, I'm sure y'all will be talking about this. Georgia finally got its first commitment for 2010, and that's Dalton defensive end Jalen Fields. He committed to the Bulldogs during UGA's junior day on Saturday.
There's also, they're going after another kid from Dalton. I believe he's a linebacker. That I think they were thinking about being a package deal. I'm not sure if the linebacker committed as well, but I know that both of those guys were looking to continue their higher education together.
Well, this kid, 6'5", 245, basically had offers from Tennessee, Alabama, FSU, to name a few. So big pickup for the boys up in Athens.
Those Dalton Catamounts, they can play, baby.
Yeah, they've
they
had
can
like
play.
49 or 50 straight winning seasons, it is.
Like that, yeah. They're good. I know a couple of guys from up there. They're good. That's a good program up there.
No, it is good. Yeah, definitely. All right, so anyway, that'll be coming up on the high school recruiting show. Of course, the NCAA tournament continues to go on today. How have you guys been doing in your bracket, Fletcher? Are you doing all right?
Well, much like the president, I was 8-for-8 yesterday. And
so you picked all the favorites yesterday, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm going to miss one today because I had Wake Forest. Thanks, Brian. All my Final Four teams are still alive. I believe all my Elite Eight teams are still alive. I'm doing all right, 26-6 after the first round, 8-0 so far.
Yeah, well, outside of Wake Forest, I'm doing okay. I mean, you know, I still have three out of the four Final Four teams, and I think about seven or eight Elite Eight teams are still in it, but I mean, that Wake Forest loss just hurt me so bad. And the problem was,
did you get a chance to watch any of that game?
I did, and they just did not look good. And I mean, but at the same time, Cleveland State did look pretty solid. I mean, Cleveland State actually, they led throughout that entire game. They started off the game with an 8-1 run, and you know, Wake Forest just started off sluggish in the second half. They picked it up, but Cleveland State was just on fire throughout that entire game. So that's why they were able to win by 15 points.
And it wasn't even that close.
No,
either.
It wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't. Dino Gaudio, the coach from Wake Forest, just he looked out-coached the whole time. And he never had an answer. He didn't. It would be timeout, and he's just kind of standing there like, what do we do? What do we do?
Well, anyway, the Score 6 quarterback and wide receiver minicamp is coming up at McEachran High School. That will be coming up this Saturday, this coming Sunday at McEachran on the 29th. We'll actually be doing a remote out there. It's one of the better quarterback academies in the country. It's in cooperation with Precision Football. We talked to him last Sunday. We'll talk to him again. That's former Kentucky quarterback Ryan Hockman. Ryan, how you doing in your brackets? Do you have time to, with all these camps that you're doing, you got time to do any of these NCAA brackets?
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't even been able to fill out a bracket this year. Usually I give all my money away. So this year I decided to, keep my money.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about the camp that's coming up. It's pretty exciting. It's going to be at McEachran High School. We said this before, that there is not a better facility in Metro Atlanta than McEachran High School up in Cobb County. It's this Sunday. You still have a chance to sign up for this camp. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit what people can expect, why you should bring your kid, if he's a quarterback or a wide receiver, over to this camp.
Well, there are three real main reasons, I think, kids should get involved in what we're doing. One is just the instruction from, passing game coaches who have been at the very highest of levels, quarterback coaches and receiver coaches that really have a great in-depth knowledge of the passing game and the details and the mechanics, which is really what we try to focus on that single day. There's tremendous amount of exposure with the remote live show that's going to be there. scout.com representative comes, or a couple representatives from there come. Rivals.com will have a representative there. So from the exposure standpoint, it's great. And then obviously with our connection with a lot of the college coaches, having all mostly been college coaches ourselves, we do, I think, a pretty great job of getting word out when we find and identify real, talented kids. And then, obviously, I think the last thing, and this is maybe the best reason, is you get to be working with other kids your age who have the same interests, same goals, to be as good as you can. And that energy that's created in those environments, those kind of camps, that competitive energy is really what helps kids raise their intensity and their tempo level, so that when they go back and work with their own teams, they take that back to their team.
Now, Ryan, give us a couple of particulars of talking with former Kentucky quarterback and now quarterback coach Ryan Hockman of Score 6 Quarterback Academy. We're talking about the camp that's coming up this Sunday at McEachern High School. Just talk a little bit about the particulars. We'll get into how you can sign up in a minute or so. But what are the ages of the kids that will be there, and what can they expect to do?
We'll have 8th grade through 11th grade. Kids who are currently in 12th grade are excluded from the event. And predominantly we will have the better quarterbacks and receivers that will be in the group generally are the 2011 class. We tend to, help those kids the most in terms of identifying the talent, those kind of things. Whereas some of the 2010 kids, even though there'll be a lot of them there, tend to be the kids who might be a little bit, late in the recruiting process. But that's generally what happens in terms of the type of kids who sign up.
And then the type of drills that they'll end up going through?
Yeah, we do. We focus on three-step and five-step from under center. If you look at, we talk to all the NFL, not all the NFL quarterback coaches, but a lot of the NFL quarterback coaches. A real problem out there is that kids grow up from the time they're young in the shotgun, don't learn the mechanics from under center, and are really challenged the further they get along in playing the position. As far as the receivers go, we focus on the details of the route tree. We'll install almost the entire outside receiver route tree, and really most of the focus, it's not revolutionary what we're doing, but we're teaching really fine details so that kids can improve their vision. They can improve their vision through their footwork, some techniques that help them see the field, make quicker decisions, put their the ball in a perfect spot at the quarterback position, and then receivers really trying to eliminate all the wasted motion that goes with that position so that they can create separation from the defender.
Well, if you're a quarterback or receiver out there and you're 8th grade through 11th grade, you need to be at this camp. You can go to www.score6, that's score, the numeral 6, .net. You can also give Ryan a call, and let's make sure we get the number right, but it's 313-525-1072. That's correct, is it, Ryan?
That is correct, and all the information is on there. And we take registration on the day of, too. So we've done this enough where we know the percentages of people who walk in compared to the people who have pre-registered.
What time is the camp going to start?
8 a.m. is registration. The camp is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, so it's 8 a.m. registration. McEachern High School this Sunday goes from 9 to 3. You've got to be there. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will be out there doing a remote. Don't forget, you can go to www.score6, that's score, the numeral 6.net, or give Ryan a call at 313-525-1072. This is the place to be if you're a quarterback or wide receiver from 8th grade to 11th grade. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate the time. We really look forward to seeing you next Sunday.
Thank you, and I hope we get great weather, which it doesn't matter because it's field turf, both of the fields we have. And you got to play outdoors anyway in the fall.
But I'll tell you what, I know your brother's over there at McEachern High School. It's worth it just to come out and work out the facility. McEachern High School is a great facility. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right, Ryan Hockman, don't forget, www.score6.net, 313-525-1072. If you're serious, guys, about getting it right, if you're a quarterback or a mini or a wide receiver, you need to go to the Score 6 quarterback camp. We'll have a fun time next week doing the remote. We'll be right back. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
They might be very nice people.
Very nice people. Yeah, that's what they always say. Then you open up the septic tank and bam, Skeleton City.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Stop wasting money on energy bills. It's absolutely essential right now. And Energy Defenders offers insulation solutions to make your home more comfortable and cut your heating and cooling bills in half. Call Energy Defenders today to schedule a free home consultation. Insulation is the simplest way to maximize comfort and minimize cost. It's the single best investment you can make in your home. Call Energy Defenders, 866-584-9772. 866-584-9772. Or check out EnergyDefenders.com right now, because every day you wait is costing you money.
Vitamin Water Revive is the official hydration partner of the NCAA Championships. It's packed with B vitamins and potassium. Pick up your Revive today at Kroger. Right store, right price.
Sir, Solomon, sir.
I'm asking you one more time. Just stop it.
Well, you may not love the song, but you do love the place. Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelry, 17th floor tower place in Buckhead. You know, the whole world hasn't come off as Axel. People still take care of each other. They still buy each other beautiful things. And that's what Solomon Brothers does. They have the most beautiful jewelry available at affordable prices. That's all you ask for. You can't not take care of the people that you love. Matter of fact, engagement season is here. It's the springtime. What are you going to do, go in the backyard and dig up a rock to give to the person you love? No, you're going to give them a real rock, a rock from Solomon Brothers. A beautiful diamond engagement ring. The beautiful thing for guys when you walk in Solomon Brothers is I've got great people helping me. I've got diamonds in all shapes and sizes, and I've got prices on the best quality stuff in Atlanta. And that's the difference. Solomon Brothers has been doing diamond engagement season better than anybody for years. So guys, get the help you need and go to the place that cares. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor tower place.
In Buckhead.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Every day, the news just seems to go from bad to worse. Unemployment is up, foreclosures are up, and bankruptcies are up. Meanwhile, you're sitting on a mountain of credit card debt that feels like a time bomb about to destroy your life. And on top of it all, the government is giving money away to everyone out there except you. Face it, you can't trust the government to bail you out. You can't trust anyone to help you. Except for Consumer Debt Solutions. You can trust them to help you lower your monthly payments, lower your interest rates, and even cut your payoff term by as much as 50%. If you've got at least $10,000 in unsecured credit card debt, we may be able to help you lower your monthly payments, lower your interest rates, and get you out of debt twice as fast. Call the company you can trust, Consumer Debt Solutions. For a free, no-obligation debt consultation, call 866-949-7813. Once again, call 866-949-7813 right now to find out if we can help you. Service in North Carolina and Kansas is not available.
The Productivity People are proud to present Brian Tracy Live. Yes, Brian Tracy is coming to Atlanta for a one-day live event. You'll learn from America's number one leading sales trainer. Brian Tracy is the highest content speaker in the world. Gain hundreds of ideas that'll translate into immediate sales. Learn how to penetrate major accounts and increase sales volume significantly. How to turn customers' objections into questions you can successfully answer and close. It's endless referrals and 21st century selling. Reserve your seat today. Call 1-800-380-5551. Learn the cutting-edge skills that'll set you apart from your competition. Call 800-380-5551. Again, 800-380-5551. This event will sell out quickly. So call 800-380-5551. 800-380-5551.
March Madness.
March Madness.
Brave spring training.
Spring training.
The Masters.
The Masters.
Hawks postseason.
Postseason.
And the NFL Draft.
NFL Draft.
We're talking about it all.
Need I say more?
First for sports, 790 The Zone.
Are y'all ready? Let's do the song. All three of us. I hate this song.
Well, you're wearing orange. You could be like the construction worker. Brian could be the Braves fan, and I could be the cop.
That works.
I've got the blue on.
Sell a lot of records.
Hey, by the way, my daughters participated yesterday in the Roswell Relays, the twins, the sophomores. One of my girls had her personal best in the triple jump and the long jump, Lindsay. And the other one was fourth in the pole vault.
There you go. Nice. She's a good pole vaulter, yeah, I remember you said.
Might end up as the pole vaulter up at Georgia or something like that. Never
get
know.
Those scholarships going, baby.
We're talking. The offers are coming, baby. We're getting there.
Did you go to the junior day? Do they have track junior days like they have football junior days?
Huh?
Because Georgia had their junior day over the weekend.
Yeah, yesterday.
For football. Yeah. Does the track team have a junior day?
Do they have their junior day? No.
No? They don't have like a junior day or a sophomore day?
No.
No? Okay. No. I don't know how track works.
All right. Well,
I know Georgia's got a pretty good distance, or what is it, like 200 meter, 400 meter, the record holders?
Do they really? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I remember watching something on YouTube the other day.
Okay.
I just ran them down in the SEC championship.
Anyway, Score Atlanta Sports Final. You can check us out every Wednesday. 1,300 locations. Also, check us out at scoreatl.com.
I have a confession to make.
Okay.
If I were to take a Major League Baseball drug test right now, I'm not certain I would pass.
Why is that?
Really?
I went to Smoothie King yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And got a peanut butter blast, whatever, mm-hmm. with a muscle-building enhancer.
Did you really?
Yeah. And you know what they put in those things?
Smoothie Kings?
You know what they put those things? You know
what are they putting in those things?
There's like creatine in that thing.
Is there really?
Yeah. I would fail.
Who told you that?
A major league drug test. No, it says so on the menu.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Trying to work out a little bit. I thought, hey, what better way to work out than to drink a smoothie with muscle building boost or enhancer or whatever. And it has creatine in it. I would fail a drug test right now. Frank Wren, if you're listening, I cannot play center field for you this year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
404-233-7979 *790 on your AT&T phone. Beautiful day today. It's Sunday. We'll be here until 1 o'clock, and then Fletcher, Brian, and Alex Ewalt will take it over for the high school recruiting show, which will go from 1 to 3. Next week, we'll be at McEachern High School doing all our stuff from 10 till 3 as we do a remote out there, which will be a lot of fun with this Score 6 quarterback and receiver minicamp.
That should be interesting. I'd like to see if some of the big time guys show up. You know, Blake Sims, the quarterback out of Gainesville, he's probably going to have to play maybe safety at the next level in college unless he goes to camps like this to really show off his goods. You know, he's got to go out there and do something like that. It would be good for him. I think I would call him right now the top returning quarterback in the state of Georgia for high school. Brian, you watch a lot of high school football.
Right.
I mean, would you agree that Blake Sims might be the top returning quarterback out of Gainesville? Or,
absolutely.
Or maybe the kid out of Flowery Branch, Shaw.
Shaw.
Connor
yeah,
Shaw.
Another guy that probably should be at this camp, but one thing's for certain, they picked
That's Jabo's, what, younger brother?
Yeah.
Connor Shaw.
And Lee Shaw, the coach, is his son.
Well, yeah.
So I would say those guys are probably two of the top returning quarterbacks in the entire state because Tamburo at North Gwinnett, he's going to Boise State. Mettenberger from Oconee County going to Georgia. All of them seem to graduate. Last year was kind of it was a good year, you know, for the quarterbacks, but not a lot of rising. So, yeah, if you're Blake Sims, you're probably the best quarterback in the state of Georgia next year.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, again, if you want a chance to see some of the young quarterbacks come out to McEachern High School next week, registration 8 o'clock. Starts all up at 9 o'clock, 9 to 3. Score Atlanta will be out there. You're going to check out the Score 6 quarterback and wide receiver minicamp by going to Score Atlanta. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll go to a little station break, and then we'll come back and talk to Brian Longacre of Aqua Blue. We'll talk to him and see what's going on. We'll be right back.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Final. We are into the third hour. We're here until 1 o'clock. Brian Jones, Fletcher, notice that I have not said, after meeting your wife yesterday, or last night at Aqua Blue, I've not made any derogatory comments about either your haircut or the way you look or the way you're dressed today.
Well, after my mom gave you the business last week.
She did give me the business last week, but I actually was very impressed by your wife.
Much better looking than I am.
Absolutely. Not quite sure how that happened, but going to be careful. Going to be careful if she's listening. She does.
She listens.
Lovely lady. Yeah.
She's, I think, probably on the way to Lowe's right now. We're doing some yard projects this week.
Oh, good.
And she's probably listening on the way to Lowe's.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we'll pull up right now Brian Longacre of Aqua Blue. And Brian, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
So you had both Fletcher and myself in there last night. It was very good. I had the ribeye, and my wife had the scallops. It was a very some sushi for an appetizer. It was a very nice evening. Nice way to end a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. And how about you, Fletcher?
I had the filet. It was excellent. I asked for medium well, and they cooked it exactly medium well. It's hard to get it, you know, it actually done the proper way, medium well. Aqua Blue did it. Linda had the pecan encrusted trout, which was great. I stole a bite or two when she wasn't looking, and we had a little appetizer of edamame, and it was great. We also had a wonderful dessert, Brian. We appreciate that. And Brian, I have to say this.
Dessert, because unfortunately, my wife and I are doing
it was
the Weight Watchers.
It was like cinnamon ice cream with a little chocolate and caramel on top of it inside this.
That was the brandy snap basket that we sent you over.
Mm-hmm. It was good. And Brian, I will say this: Linda liked it so much. She wants she's told me to make reservations for her birthday there. So we're going to bring about 8 people there.
I
might call you to get one of those rooms or something.
Well, that's fantastic.
And they had a lot of business last night. They had what, Brian, y'all had about 80 people outside, couple of 10 tops inside. It was kind of crazy. Aqua Blue, we're talking to Brian Longacre. He is the GM over there up in Roswell. You can check out Aqua Blue at 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road, 770-643-8886. So, Brian, want to talk a little bit about the anniversary dinner coming up?
Yeah, we've got we're celebrating our 8th anniversary, and we've got our anniversary party on Wednesday night, and it's going to start at 7 o'clock and go until 10, and we've got live music, free hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have a lot of drink specials and things like that, and we're also going to be doing a drawing for a free dinner for a year that night. So everybody that comes in gets a raffle ticket towards the end of the night. We're going to pick one, and that person's going to win a free dinner for a year at Aqua Blue.
And everybody looks forward to that, of course. And, you know, another thing I wanted to point out, you got prom coming up. We have a lot of youngsters, high schoolers that listen to our show on Sunday. And, of course, Aqua Blue is a great place for the prom.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some good deals for the prom kids. And, you know, just give us a call and we'll be happy to set up some menus. And we can take large parties. You know, you mentioned what we had going on last night. You know, we do have the flexibility and we have a great staff and we can take, you know, smaller parties of 10, and we could do the larger parties of last night on the patio. I think it was about 65 people, so we can do everything in between. It was great.
And speaking of service, Fletcher, you probably realized this last night. The nice thing about Aqua Blue is that you don't go into the restaurant and have one person wait on you.
No, I had waves coming after.
No,
I never had an empty drink.
Brian,
it was great.
Including Brian. Brian actually does a good job of putting the plates on the table. I am serious about this. Y'all do a great job with all of that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, it's really about teamwork and everything else. I mean, you know, IJ, you've been coming there for a while, and, you know, just with the volume that we're doing, you know, you really have to have, you know, support and have your teammates, and that's a great thing about it. And, Fletcher, you know, you mentioned something that's really, you know, near and dear to my heart. You came there one time. And now your wife has fallen in love with the place, and you're coming back. And that's what the business is all about, is just making friends and making a connection and having a good time and going out and having some good food and good service.
And you mentioned the anniversary dinner coming up on Wednesday, but you also have a couple of other special evenings. Obviously, Monday is a special night for you.
Yeah, Monday we do some free salsa lessons, and we've kind
of get Brian
out for this. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it was just a concept or just a whim that we had, and yesterday or last Monday we had about 30 couples show up for that, and we do that in conjunction with some $5 mojitos and half-price appetizers, and that's been going very well.
Hey, Brian, we appreciate it. Tell us everybody, or tell everybody out there listening, where Aqua Blue is.
We're at 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road. We're off of exit 7 off of 400. You can give me a call for reservations or just any kind of questions you have about the restaurant at 770-643-8886. Or you could go on the web to aquablueatl.com. And